Welcome back this week for Between the Rows, brought to you by Wiffles Hybrids. This week in our area, I would say we are right on schedule for harvest with our April 10th through May 1st planted corn. We are maybe 70 to 90 GDUs ahead of last year, but nothing noticeable. It seems like we should be further along, but the days that get above 86 degrees do not count on the GDU calculator. We should still black layer in the next 4 to 6 weeks and start the dry down process. You can get more about this from our podcast, Keeping It Independent. 100% of our region is in the grain fill stage, and moisture is key. We need the moisture to get the kernel fill so we have the weight come harvest time. You have to remember the three main things for yield. How many kernels are on the ear, how many harvestable ears are in the acre, and how much does that weigh? Remember, 56 pounds is a bushel. While you're out walking your field and doing yield checks, remember, there are only even number rows around. And Wiffles has a tool for that. As a matter of fact, Wiffles has a yield calculator, a GDU calculator, a replant calculator, and a bin drying calculator. Just simply go to wiffles.com. I have been really impressed with what I have seen in our area considering the weather conditions we have had the first two-thirds of our growing season. The good fertile soil has held on and really packed on a good ear. With moisture in the forecast to finish this crop, we could still be blessed with another good harvest. Remember to reach out to me this year if you're worried about corn rootworm. I would love to come out and monitor your field. Corn rootworm pressures can play a huge part of your chemical and seed decisions for next spring. Get ahead of the issue and be trapping now. I have the trap, so get a hold of me. 309-507-0304, and I would love to come out and monitor your field. And don't forget, when it comes time to choose the right hybrid this fall to plant next spring, choose Independence and choose Wiffles. This is Paul Rosman with Wiffles Hybrids, and tune in next week as we watch this crop grow together, and God bless.